Play. Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pecorni with you here tonight at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. The Marauders taking on the Threshers. First two games of the series went to Clearwater, starting 2 minutes early tonight, so we're going to get right into it. First pitch of the game. Castillo takes high, but called a strike. It's 0-1. We're underway at 6:28. Marauders with Castillo, Tamar Johnson, Rivas Polanco. Brannigan makes his return and bats fifth as Castillo takes up and in, ball 1-1-1 the count. Torero bats sixth, Tamillo seventh, Mojica and Alfonso 8-9. Gene Cabrera, the right-hander on the mound with a 6.28 ERA this season. Next pitch, Castillo takes a fastball outer half for strike two called. Cabrera, 15 strikeouts, 3 walks, 1-1 record. 1-2 pitch to Castillo is fouled off his foot in the batter's box, and we'll do the 1-2 again. Defensively, Disson catches Chad Castillo at first, Otto Kemp at second, Brian Rincon at short, Freeland Mignetti at third, Ricardo Rosario out in left field, Justin Crawford in center, and Amarian Boyd in right for the Threshers. Ball and two strikes to Castillo. Marauders wearing their alternate black jerseys. The pitch. Fastball misses, shoulder high in the count, 2-2 now. Marauders drew 8 walks and were struck out 8 times yesterday. Hardy ratio for them offensively, the 2-2. Grounded hard towards the right side, diving effort by the second baseman Kemp. He won't get there. That one rolls into the right field grass. Castillo stays hot as heck. A leadoff single to get us going here tonight. Castillo now extends his hit streak to 6 games and on-base streak to 14 games. Brings up Tamar Johnson, batting 255 this year. Had a 2-RBI double yesterday. First pitch takes a big cut and a miss at a well-located fastball for a hitter. Right over the heart of the plate at strike one. Marauders trying to bounce back, 6 games back of Clearwater entering this game tonight. The 0-1-2 Tamar takes upstairs, called a strike, and the count 0-2. Five stolen bases this year for Jesus Castillo. He's been caught 4 times. 0-2 pitch to Tamar. Takes low. Breaking ball just misses for ball one. Gustavo Amaña coaching third, with Kieran Madison coaching at first base tonight for Bradenton. Ball and 2 strikes to Tamar Johnson. Castillo with a hearty lead at first, held on by the other Castillo. As Tamar takes, called strike 3. Slider up and in. There's one away. Brings up Javi Rivas. He was moved up to the 3 spot with a late lineup change today. Rodolfo Nolasco was originally supposed to return, but was held off in this one. Rivas batting 227 this year, 2 home runs. Leads the team with 21 runs batted in. First pitch to him. Shoots one hard, but foul down the third base side, rolling off the low padded wall for strike one. Early getting the barrel around to it was Rivas. Javier was 0-for-3 yesterday. 0-1 pitch. Takes middle fastball. Slider, rather, for strike two. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch to Rivas. Bouncing ball in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher momentarily. Castillo going to run up to second. The catcher fired a bullet towards the second base bag. And the pitcher just stuck the glove up and grabbed it. Catcher Disson stood there with an unbelievably confused look on his face. Castillo would have been safe regardless, even if the throw hadn't been cut off. But Disson Not the happiest that ball was snared by the pitcher, Cabrera. 1-2 the count with one away, two Rivas. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He's out in front of a cutter. Strike three and out number two. Back-to-back Ks. Brings up Shaleen Polanco. Batting 198 this year. Five home runs, 13 RBI. Leads the team with the five long balls. Doubled, flied out, and struck out twice yesterday. First pitch to him from Cabrera with two away. We'll have to wait. He lifts the leg but spins back towards second. Castillo retreats on his feet, nobody holding the runner on. Next pitch. First pitch to Rivas. Fastball in the outer half for strike one. 0-1 the count. Cabrera set. One strike offering after a check of the runner. On its way. Breaking ball misses outside. Backs up on him. 1-1 the count to Shaleen Polanco. Marauders fell 5-4 yesterday in walk-off fashion. The 1-1 pitch. Taken up and in. A fastball misses. Two balls and a strike now. Jack Brannigan waits on deck. Would be making his first appearance since game five of this season. Exactly 30 games missed by Brannigan due to injury. Rehabbed in the complex, extended spring training the past few days. 2-1. Polanco takes letter high fastball in the count. 3-1 now. Three balls and a strike with two away to Shaleen Polanco. Pitch popped up foul on the third base side of the diamond. It gets out of play and into the seats for strike two. We'll have a full count now upcoming. Polanco steps out now, digs back in. Full count, two outs. Top of the first, Marauders with Castillo on second. Payoff pitch. Driven to right center field. That one heading towards the gap. It will get down in the gap. Coming around to score is Jesus Castillo. Shaleen Polanco pulls into second with a stand-up RBI double. And the Marauders pick up the first run of the game and lead for the first time in the series. 1-0 Marauders. Slider elevated, but boy, did Shaleen Polanco get a good piece of that one. Brings up Jack Brannigan, first at bat as a Marauder. Missed 30 games with a lower body injury. Good to have him back. Pirates, fifth round pick in 2022 out of the University of Notre Dame. Polanco on second. Brannigan with his back foot riding the chalk line. First pitch. Takes fastball, misses above the hands, it's 1-0. Brannigan in those five games to start this season was 6-for-21 at the plate. Had a triple, no RBI, came across to score a pair of runs. Polanco not being held to the bag at second. The 1-0 pitch to Brannigan. Taken, fastball in the outer half, catches the corner. Up and away for strike one to even up the count. For the first time in the series, the Marauders lead 1-0 here in the first. Good to see the bats alive early. The 1-1 pitch to Brannigan. Takes low. Slider misses away. Good distance off the plate and below the bottom of the knees. Two balls and a strike to Brannigan. Wind, as always here, we've come to learn, blowing stiffly out to right field. Sunny skies on this Thursday evening at BayCare Ballpark. The 2-1. Brannigan takes eye-level fastball over the plate, but well above the K-zone in the count, 3-1. Polanco on second after his RBI double. Three balls and a strike to Jack Brannigan with two outs here in the top of the first inning. Marauders already up by one. Cabrera sets, checks, 3-1. Brannigan takes a big cut, fouls it straight back and out of play for strike two. The count full now. Here comes the 25th pitch of the inning. Brannigan stepping out, now digs back in. But the Marauders getting after Gene Cabrera early here in his outing. The righty set, full count, two away. Polanco at second, the pitch to Brannigan. Called, strike three, he takes a fastball over the outer half of the plate. Two Marauders go down looking in the inning. One strikes out swinging, but shelling Polanco plants an RBI, double in the right center field gap to give the Marauders a 1-0 lead after half an inning. We go to the home first. Ercolani to the mound for Bradenton when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Leecom Park. The Bradenton Barba Negras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barba Negras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. 1-0 Baby Bucks the score. Alessandro Ercolani, the San Marino-born righty, starts tonight for Bradenton, a 5.03 ERA, 1-2 record, 15 strikeouts to 12 walks and 19 and two-thirds pitched this season. He faces Brian Rincon to start the game. First pitch. Fastball in the outer half, called a strike. It's 0-1. Ercolani pops the gun at 95 with that one. Rincon, Crawford, Kemp, and Viers, the first four to bat tonight for Clearwater. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Draws a chase from Rincon for strike two. Jordan Disson bats fifth. Amarian Boyd, six. Rosario Castillo and Mignetti go 7, 8, and 9. Ercolani's 0-2. Ooh, just misses. 96 with the fastball. About an inch or two off the outer half of the plate. 1-2 the count. Alfonso, the catcher, with a wide crouch stance. The pitch fouled off first base side. Rolling towards the corner. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Alfonso catches Cimillo at first. Makes back-to-back starts after he had a great game at the plate yesterday. Tamar Johnson at second. Javi Rivas at short. Jack Brannigan at third. Castillo, Polanco, and Torero left to right in the outfield. The 1-2 again from Ercolani. This is outside. Slider backs up on him. And the count 1-1 now. Four home runs in the last two games for Clearwater. All of them coming at big times. The 2-2. Misses up and away again. Ercolani trying to nibble at that outer half of the plate with the heater. Has barely missed catching the zone twice in this battle. Full count now to the leadoff man, Rincon. Ercolani fires home. Fouled off. Rincon catches a piece of it off the end of the bat. Shoots it to the netting above the Clearwater dugout. We'll do the full count offering again. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat upcoming. Ercolani comes set. The 3-2 again from the righty. Misses high. Ball 4. Ercolani got ahead 0-2, but lost Rincon, who battled off a couple of two-strike pitches to stay alive. And that's the only real negative we've seen from Ercolani this year. Has given up some hits, but the more glaring number is the now 13 walks in 19 innings pitched. Justin Crawford, the speedy center fielder, in now. Leads Clearwater with a .315 batting average this year. First pitch. Gets a bunt down, a beauty. Ercolani fields with the bare hand. Strong throw to first is offline. Runner going to be held up at third. Advancing to second is Crawford. Two men in scoring position now for the Threshers, and nobody out in the first. Guessing that'll be scored a base hit and an error? No, just an error. E1. Now they give a hit. So a hit and an error. With Otto Kemp in the batter's box. Base hit would give Clearwater the lead. Kemp takes. Slider misses, not by much, and it's 1-0. Just as we thought the Marauders were going to put themselves clear in this one after one inning. Got a clutch RBI double in the top half. Fastball from Ercolani. Catches the low and in corner for strike one to Kemp. Count even. Crawford at second, Rincon at third. Ercolani at the belt, the 1-1 pitch. Fouled off straight to the backstop for strike two. Justin Crawford, highly rated prospect in the Phillies farm system. Has a great batting average, but doesn't actually hit the ball very often. Does a lot of what we just saw, laying down bunts. Works for him, gets on base a ton. The 1-2, driven high and deep to center field. This one's got a chance. Polanco going back. Leaps and can't make the grab. Two runs are going to score. And without an out recorded in the home first, the Threshers take the 2-1 lead. It's going to go as a 2-RBI triple for Kemp. And be very unlikely to see him not score from third here, so Marauders will likely be down by at least two runs after this inning. Just as we thought, this game would have a different tone to it than the previous two. Jordan Vyers, the cleanup man, up, batting .181 this year. Takes a breaking ball, bounced into the plate. Good block by Alfonso for ball one. Ercolani set, one ball offering to the cleanup man, Vyers. Misses low, 2-0. 97 with the fastball, but well below the strike zone. That's the highest we've seen Ercolani pop the gun this year. Righty set, down in the count, 2-0. Ercolani fires home. Vyers takes, 95-mile-per-hour fastball in the inner half for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Vyers homered in game one of this series. 2-1 pitch from Ercolani. This is low and in, a ball in the count, 3-1 now. Hitter friendly count to Vyers, still nobody out in the bottom of the first. 3-1 pitch. Pop foul back towards the booth, up and over our heads. Down towards the concourse. Goes down and strike two. Ercolani needs an out here. Preferably one that doesn't see a run come in to score on a sacrifice fly or anything of that variety. Full count, nobody out. Man on third. Threshers up 2-1. The pitch from Ercolani. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball at 94. Blown by the barrel, and there's one away. If Ercolani could get out of this with the Marauders only down by a run, it would be a win in this scenario. Hands down. And now with one away, the infield will come in. Jordan Disson up, tied for the team lead in average with .315 this year. was rested yesterday. He takes. Slider misses, not by much for ball one. Disson had three RBI in a 2-for-4 game on Tuesday night. Runner on third, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 on the gun with the heater from Urkelani for strike one to even things up. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses well above the belt. 2-1 now. Urkelani really trying to hit that top part of the strike zone with the heater in this outing thus far. Shot foul back behind home plate. Crashing into a luxury suite up top. Goes down to strike two in the count even. Urkelani swing and a miss away from a crucial strikeout here to get him one step closer to getting out of this inning. Disson digs back in. Really crowding the plate. Toes over the chalk line on the inner half. The 2-2 pitch with one away from Urkelani. Fastball misses upstairs. Good couple inches off the zone and the count full now. Urkelani set. Full count, one out, man on third. The pitch to Jordan Disson. Check swing. Yes, he did. Strike three, out number two. Back-to-back strikeouts in a full count for Urkelani. And there's two down in the inning. Good bounce back here from the righty. Brings up Marion Boyd, batting 244 this year. No home runs, 7 RBI. Leads the league with a tally of 20 stolen bases this season. Urkelani trying to strand Kemp on third. Gave up a walk, saw a man reach on an air, and then a 2 RBI triple. And out away from keeping this thing close. Boyd with a check swing. Appeal. Bellarab says no. The field umpire, and it's 1-0. Nick Green behind home plate relaying the ABS calls tonight. Urkelani comes together. The 1-0 pitch to Boyd with two down in the inning. Taken right down the middle. Fastball hosed in there for strike one to even things up. Boyd chops one to third. Brannigan backs up on it. Strong throw. Cimillo stretches. And the play made in time to end the inning. Threshers pick up two runs. They claim the lead. But Urkelani does well to give up only one tally in the inning. We head to the second. Clearwater 2. Bradenton won the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door, she broke my heart. That girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in on a neon star. Girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair.
Back here for the top two at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Marauders down 2-1 after the first inning. Torero leading off this frame. First pitch to him. Takes high. Called a strike, and it's 0-1. Cabrera gave up a run off two hits. Struck out all three outs in the first. 0-1. Torero gets into one to right. That one tailing towards the foul line. Over towards it is the second baseman. In foul ground, Kemp makes the play, and there's one away. Free out there. Cimillo up now, and man, he has been on a tear lately. The Rutgers product really finding his form at the plate. Homered and singled yesterday. Batting 294 this year. Pair of homers. First pitch, eye-level fastball for ball one. Cimillo, who's a catcher by trade, has gotten all of his starts defensively at first base this season. He takes breaking ball, hung in there for strike one. Count even at one apiece. Even offering. Cimillo takes, breaking ball misses in. Tight take, but a good one in the count, 2-1 now. Cabrera nods at the sign, rock step and the 2-1 home. Cimillo way out in front of a low sinker, it looked like. It was for strike two. Just kind of took the eyes off the ball, casted the bat out there. 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. Cimillo late with a swing and a miss at a high fastball, strike three, and two away. An uncharacteristic chase there from Nick Cimillo. Alexander Mojica steps in. He was a late call into the lineup. Replaced Rodolfo Nolasco in the DH spot. Bats eighth. 244 the average, three home runs, 15 RBI for Mojica this year. Went down looking to end the game on Tuesday night. First at bat here tonight. Takes fastball up, 1-0. Four strikeouts in five outs recorded for Gene Cabrera. His 1-0 pitch. Mojica takes, slider drops off low and away for ball two. Hitter friendly pitch. Mojica takes, fastball at the belt. Just catches the zone for strike one. Offering. Mojica takes, fastball misses low and in, and a hitter-friendly 3-1 count now to the power-hitting Marauder DH tonight. Cabrera sat working with a quick pace on the mound, the 3-1 pitch to Mojica. Swing and a miss. Mojica got his high fastball. Couldn't connect on it, though, and the strike moves the count full. Full count, two outs, bases empty in the top of the second. Cabrera with the payoff pitch to Mojica. Right down the middle. Mojica watches it for strike three to end the inning. Marauders set down in order, five strikeouts in two innings for Cabrera. Through 1.5 innings, the Threshers lead 2-1 when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you as we kick off the bottom of the second. Clearwater 2, Bradenton 1 the score. 7-8-9 for Clearwater in the inning. Ricardo Rosario leading off. 224 average this year. 7 RBI. Ercolani walked one, committed an error, gave up two earned and two hits in the first. Also struck out two. First pitch to Rosario. Squares to bunt, pulls back. Pitch is called a strike, low and in. And the count 0-1. Ercolani trying to bounce back. Hang a zero of his own. Pitch fouled off, late hack at a high cutter from Rosario for strike two. No balls, two strikes to Rosario. Leading off this home second for the Threshers. Ercolani would love a three-pitch punchy to start it off. The 0-2 comes home. Check swing. Appeal? No, says Bella Robb. That's ball one. A couple of black and yellow shirts around the ballpark. Some Pirates hats litter the seats. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Tempting offering. Good layoff by Rosario in the count. 2-2 now. Ercolani struggled this in the first. Got 0-2 against Rincon and then lost him to a walk. The 2-2. Hard hit. Liner to first, snared by Cimillo. Stuck the glove up there, and that one nestled into the webbing. One away. Brings up Chad Castillo. 167 average this year for the first baseman. Three home runs, 11 men batted in. Ercolani gets a crucial first out of the inning. Just try and settle in. First pitch. Castillo takes a big cut and a miss. Fastball in the outer half for strike one. Indianapolis Indians victorious earlier today. Pirates off today. Altoona playing the Bowie Bay Sox this evening. Ercolani's 0-1 pitch. Fastball hummed down the middle. Castillo watches it. Hammer the glove of Alfonso for strike two. And at the high A level, Greensboro playing the Asheville Tourists tonight in North Carolina. No balls, two strikes, one out in the bottom of the second. Ercolani comes set. The pitch to Chad Castillo. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball at 95. Blown by the attempt at it. And there's two away now. Third strikeout of the game for Alessandro Ercolani. Greensboro tonight with a couple Marauder favorites of Tress Gonzalez and Wyatt Hendry in the batting lineup. Tress hitting .333 in Greensboro right now in the few weeks he's been there. No surprise to anybody. Freeland Mignetti, the nine-spot man up. He takes a breaking ball that bounces into the plate for ball one. Ercolani works a fastball, slider, cutter mix. Has a changeup, rarely goes to it. 1-0 pitch to Mignetti. Fastball chopped towards third. Brannigan backs up on the slow hop. Strong throw to first. Cimillo grabs it around ankle height for the third out. Three up, three down here in the bottom of the second. Alessandro Ercolani seems to found his groove on the mound. We go to the third. Clearwater 2, Bradenton 1 the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Hey!
swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, yeah. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your signs.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going?
Back here for the top of the third at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you. 2-1 Clearwater the score. Marauders picked up one in the first. Clearwater, a pair of their own. Bradenton set down in order last inning. Omar Alfonso leads off now. Trying to get the offense back on track. He takes an off-speed pitch low for ball one. Alfonso has taken 8 at-bats this year. He's gotten hits in 3 of them as he almost gets hit by the 1-0 pitch. Fastball that ran inside. He jumped out of the way. 2-0 the count. Alfonso with 2 doubles in his 3-for-8 line. 2-0. Fastball misses up and away. Comfortable take in the count. 3-0 now to Omar Alfonso. 3 RBI and 3 at-bats for Alfonso this season. Productive in his trips to the plate. Pitch from Cabrera. High fastball. Wow, way upstairs, but called a strike, and it's 3-1. That one might have even surprised the catcher there. Hitter-friendly 3-1 pitch to Omar Alfonso. Gets into one to left. It's foul, though, and out of play. Flying into the seats for strike two. Cabrera shakes off a few signs, now fires the full count offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. Alfonso chases way above the strike zone. And there's one away. 6 strikeouts out of the first 7 outs recorded for Gene Cabrera. We're back to the top of the order in Jesus Castillo. He rolled the ground ball through the right side of the infield for a base hit to start the game in the first. Came around to score on Polanco's RBI double. First pitch, Jesus gets out in front of a sinker low and away, swings and misses for strike one. Infield heavily shifted towards the first base bag. Next pitch, Castillo with a rare chase, goes after one well below the strike zone. Comes up empty for strike two. Castillo is going to call time and step out now. Castillo digs back in. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Cabrera fires home. Castillo takes, called strike 3. Another Marauder goes down looking. 2 down in the inning. Seven strikeouts in 10 batters face for Gene Cabrera. Tamar Johnson in now. 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout tonight. 4 of the 7 strikeouts have been looking. First pitch, Jamar takes a slider on the outer half for strike one. Rare to see Castillo go down via the strikeout there. A 1 pitch, Jamar takes a big swing and a big miss at a low sinker for strike two. Cabrera with a chance to strike out 8 in the first 3 innings. 4 straight strikeouts to batters. The 0-2 to Tamar Johnson. Check swing, bouncing towards second. Charged down by the second baseman. He bobbles it, and Tamar's safe. Kemp could not make a clean transfer into the throwing hand. He'll be charged with an error, and the inning will continue here for Bradenton. Brings up Javier Rivas. He struck out swinging in a 4-pitch at-bat in the first inning. He's 0-for-1 tonight. So the strikeout per batter streak of 4 ends for Cabrera. Rodgers have either hit something hard or struck out swinging. As Rivas weakly rolls one to the right side, that one hit into no man's land, and Rivas is safe. Beats out the infield single. They had the second baseman playing right next to the second base bag. First baseman hugging the foul line, and it rolled into the dirt in between the two of them. Second baseman Kemp made a great charge onto it, tried to flip it with the glove to first. Rivas barely beat it out. And now two men on with two away for Shaleen Polanco. He had a full count, two out RBI double in the first inning to give Bradenton the lead at the time. Now a chance to do it again and give the Marauders a chance to tie it up. First pitch, Polanco takes, ball in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Rivas credited with a base hit for that. And it looks like they changed Tamar Johnson, reaching on an error to reaching on a base hit. So give Tamar a hit. So back-to-back infield singles for Bradenton. The 1-0 pitch to Polanco from Cabrera. Shaleen takes, fastball, catches a piece of the inner half for strike one. He shakes his head. Robot umpires versus Shaleen Polanco, part 72. Cabrera set, Tamar at second, Rivas at first. The 1-1 offering. Polanco takes a big cut, gets a piece of a high fastball, but shoots it straight back. Foul for strike two. Just missed, driving that one out to the right side. Good run scoring chance here for Bradenton. Two out rally. Cabrera trying to get his eighth strikeout. Polanco trying to give us the tie game. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Eight strikeouts in three innings for Gene Cabrera. This is unbelievable. We go to the bottom of the third. Threshers 2, Marauders 1 the score when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the third at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Clearwater 2, Bradenton 1 the score after 2.5 innings played. Top of the order for Clearwater in this inning. Brian Rincon leading off. He walked in an 8-pitch at-bat in the first inning. Orcolani's first offering to him. This is low and away fastball overthrown for ball one. Marauders out, hitting Clearwater 4-2. Some mental errors and a walk, the difference. The 1-0. Fastball misses outside, well off the plate, and it's 2-0 now. Urquhart comes set, down in the count, 2-0, trying to bounce back. This is low and in, way off the zone again. And a 3-0 count now. This is where Kalani's gotten himself into trouble. Giving away walks. Sought hurt him in the first inning when he walked this very same batter. He would come around to score on a 2 RBI triple. The 3-0 pitch from Kalani. Fastball catches the up and away corner. Just barely nicks it for strike one. Still a hitter-friendly count, 3-1, Urquhart trying to battle back here. Righty comes together. The pitch to Rincon. Driven into right center field. That one deep, Shaleen Polanco racing back to the wall. That one is gone. The fifth home run. And 20 innings for Clearwater. They extend the lead. It's 3-1. Brings up Justin Crawford. He was given a single in this first inning, laid down a bunt, then advanced to second on a throwing error. First pitch to him. Goes swinging here and drills it into the left center field gap. Over to cut it off is Polanco. Crawford takes a wide turn. Now kind of caught in no man's land, has to retreat back to the bag. The offense of Clearwater is just unfreaking believable. Seems like this Marauders team can never get a break defensively. Crawford with good speed on first. He has a stolen base total of 15 this year. Pickoff throw the first. Urquhart has a nice move, but Crawford's back safely. It's almost guaranteed that you'll see Crawford try to take off for second here. Kemp in the batter's box had a 2-RBI triple in the first. Pitch to him. Takes fastball high, but gets the top of the zone for strike one called. Oh and one, nobody out. Solo homer to start the inning. Man on first. Next pitch, fastball, same spot. This time ABS has it as a ball, and it's 1-1. Urquhart nods and comes set after a check of first. Long pause, the 1-1. Fastball misses outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike with nobody out. Clearwater up by a pair. Pitch. In the dirt, 3-1 now. Crawford still standing on first. This would be a good one for him to take off on. Smella holds him to the bag. Urquhart checks and comes set. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. A come and get it offering. Right out over the middle of the plate. Swung on and missed for strike two. Full count. Urquhart took a little bit off of the heater. Registered at 91, just trying to groove it in there. Full count, nobody out. Pitch, ball four. Slider misses probably a foot and a half outside, and bit upstairs. And up to second is Crawford. On first is Kemp. Still nobody out in the third inning. Matt Ford, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Brings in the infield around Urquhart. Marauders have found themselves so many times putting men on base with no outs in the inning in this series. Seen the bases loaded twice yesterday with nobody out for Clearwater. A couple of pats on the behind for Urquhart and everybody back to their spots. Fires the cleanup man, batting from the left side. 0-1 in the game with a strikeout. Runners on first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the third here for the Threshers. Cleanup man steps in, Urquhart. Struggling to find an out here. First pitch to Fires. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92 for strike one. Saw Urquhart get into trouble like this in the first inning. Pitched out of it with a pair of punch-outs. Followed up by a little rollover grounder. And it actually started with Fires. First out in that inning, 0-1. Breaking ball well located. ABS has it as a ball, though, and it's 1-1. Big leadoffs for Crawford at second. And Kemp at first. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Tied up the bat of Byers for strike two. Cleanup man on out. Call time. Steps out. Takes the helmet off. Will adjust the Velcro on the batting gloves. That was the problem. That's why he was late at 91 miles per hour. Got to be the Velcro. One and two the count. Perriman on. Nobody out. Ercolani checks and fires home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three fastballs, three swings and misses, and there's one away. Brings up Jordan Disson. 0 for 1 of the game, struck out in the first inning. A full count battle. Batting 309 this season. Second on the team with the average. Home run and 13 runs batted in for the Clearwater catcher. Ercolani high and down the runner on second. First pitch. Fastball in the outer half. Call the ball. And it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch with one away. Way outside with a slider. The big reach to his right was Alfonso to grab that one. Caught it at the top of the webbing to keep it from going to the backstop. 2-0 the count, one away. Ercolani comes set, eyeing down the runner, Justin Crawford at second. Pitch, fastball. Call the ball and it's 3-0. Hitter friendly, 3-0 count to Jordan Disson. Pitch from Ercolani. Called a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 3-1 now. Good bounce back heater. Got the slightest piece of it. Three-one pitch. We'll have to wait. Ercolani lifts the leg and spins towards second. Crawford retreats on his feet. No throw. Two on, one out, 3-1 count. Ercolani trying to pitch himself out of trouble here in the bottom of the third. Pitch home. Call the strike. Fastball over the heart of the plate. A check swing from Disson, but it's the most surefire strike we've seen this at bat. And he watched it go by him with a half-hearted check of it. Full count, one away. Can Ercolani clutch up and find another strikeout here? The righty's set. Full count offering. Ball four. Sinker misses. Good foot below the zone. About a foot and a half outside. And the bases are loaded with one away now for the Thrashers. Second walk of the inning. Marion Boyd up now. 0 for 1 in the game with a ground out. He rolled one over to Jack Brannigan at third. Would be a great time for a hard hit ball to the corners now. Ercolani's first pitch to Boyd with one away and the bases juiced. Breaking ball. Call the ball and it's 1-0. Unopposed leads for every runner. Disson at first, Kemp at second, Crawford at third. Check swing at a high fastball. And Bella Robb says no on the appeal. 2-0 the count. Ercolani's 2-0 pitch to Boyd. Grounded hard towards second, past the diving glove of Termar Johnson. Two runs are going to score. Moving up to third is Disson, and just like that, it's 5-1 Clearwater. Two RBI single for Boyd. And once again, the Marauders find themselves down by a good amount of runs here at BayCare Ballpark. Men on the corners with Ricardo Rosario up now. Boyd will definitely try to steal here. He's the league leader with stolen bases, 20 on the season. Rosario lined out sharply to first in the second inning. Boyd takes off. Alfonso throws down. He's safe by a mile. Not even a chance to slap a tag on him. He was nearly back to his feet by the time the ball got there. Now two in scoring position. There's a strike called on the pitch, and it's 0-1. One pitch to Rosario. Infield in. Ball in the dirt. Good block by Alfonso in the count. 1-1. Runners stay put. Urquilani comes together. The 1-1 offering. Fouled off the end of the bat. Out of play. Back behind home plate for strike two. One ball, two strikes, one out. Two in scoring position, 5-1 Threshers the score here. Pitch, check swing, I think he did. Yes, he did, says Bella Robb, the field umpire. Strike three, and there's two down. Urquilani gets him to chase at a slider low and away. Chance to get out of this inning with only three surrendered. Two speedsters in scoring position here. Chad Castillo in the batter's box struck out on three straight pitches in the second inning. First offering. Fouled off. Backstop netting for strike one. Urquilani at 67 pitches in the outing. 0-1 pitch from the righty. Fastball misses up and away. And the count even at 1-1. This is the eighth man of the inning to come to the plate for Clearwater. Urquilani trying to pitch out of trouble. 1-1 count, two outs. Righty fires home. Popped up third base side and foul ground. That one gets well out of play into the seats for strike two. Ball and two strikes the count to Ricardo Rosario. Solo homer led off the inning. Bases were walked loaded, and Boyd with a two RBI single. Ball and two strikes, two away the pitch from Urquilani. Fouled off. Crashes into the protective netting above the Threshers dugout. We'll do the 1-2 pitch again. Infield playing back on the grass at short, second, and first base. Brannigan, average positioning down the third base side. The 1-2 again to Castillo. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gets out in front of a breaking ball to end the inning. Urquilani strikes out three in the inning but gives up three runs on three hits. No errors and the bases left with a pair in scoring position. Third of the game gone. Threshers 5. Marauders 1 the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better,
yeah.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that
Back here for the top of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Pecorny with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Clearwater 5, Bradenton 1, the score after three innings of play. In familiar territory here in this series, playing from behind. But a team that has the bats to do it. Brannigan takes first pitch fastball outside, 1-0. Brannigan went down looking at a full count at bat in the first. His first trip to the plate in 30 games missed due to injury for Bradenton. The 1-0 offering. Brannigan takes middle fastball. Called a strike. It's 1-1. Even offering from Cabrera. Brannigan grounds one sharply to third. Down to field it is Mignetti. His throw to first is low but in time, and there's one away. The scoreboard tells a story that we've read all series as well. It's Marauders only have one less hit than the Threshers in this game. But three walks and air makes a heck of a lot of difference. First pitch to Emmanuel Torero misses low and away. A changeup for ball one. Torero popped out in foul territory in the second inning. He's 0-1 tonight. Next pitch catches the inner half of the zone. A slider for strike one to even things up. One away. The pitch to Torero. Takes a big cut and a miss at a pitch well below the strike zone. A changeup fools him for strike two. 1-2 count with one away. Marauders led 1-0 after half an inning. Now trail 5-1. Torero pops foul. The 1-2 pitch crashes off a press box window to the left of us and we'll do the 1-2 again. Cabrera fires home. Fastball misses outside. Good take by Torero on the count, even at a pair apiece now. Cabrera nods at the sign. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Comfortable take for Torero on the count, full now. Full count pitch, misses low. Sinker drops below the bottom of the zone for ball four. First walk of the night. Handed out by Gene Cabrera, and it puts the speed of Emmanuel Torero on with one away. Brings up Nick Cimello. He struck out in the second inning in his first trip of the night. Cabrera has recorded 10 outs in the game, 8 of them strikeouts. 4 of them looking. Cimello went down cutting in a 5-pitch at-bat last time up. First offering to Cimello. Drives one in the air, shallow right center field. Second baseman Kemp is under it. He's called off by Boyd, the right fielder, who makes a casual one-handed grab for the second out of the inning. Brings up Alexander Mojica. Mojica went down looking in a full count at bat in the second. 0-1 tonight. Pickoff throw to first, trying to ambush Torero. He dives back safely. Cabrera seeing if he could catch him napping. Torero with 8 stolen bases this year, second on the team. First pitch, Mojica gets out of the way of a high and inside fastball. It bounces off the glove of the catcher. Disson kicks away towards the Clearwater dugout. It allows Torero to move up to second. Probably will be scored a wild pitch. It's right in between a pass ball and a wild pitch. It was catchable for Disson without getting out of the stance. It was also well inside. 1-0 the count to Mojica. Base hit could cut the deficit to 3. Pitch. Fastball misses above the hands. It's 2-0. I don't know, for whatever reason it might be, the strike zone just feels a little bit bigger tonight in that top half of the zone. The 2-0. Mojica takes upstairs. Breaking ball misses, 3-0 now. Hitter-friendly count to a very, very capable bat of parking one in the grass beyond the wall in left center field. 3-0. High fastball misses, ball 4. Mojica Draws a four-pitch, 90-foot free pass, and now two men on with two out here in the top of the fourth for Bradenton. That brings the catcher Disson out to the mound. To talk to Cabrera, he calls in the third baseman Mignetti into the conversation, too. Whether to guess that might be to try and translate the conversation maybe between Disson, the Californian catcher, and the Venezuelan righty, Gene Cabrera. I've seen that a couple times where Marauders, you know, if you have a English-speaking pitcher and a first-language Spanish speaker behind the plate, usually Alexander Mojica will come in there. He speaks English very well. Try to communicate back and forth amongst the two guys. Omar Alfonso in the batter's box, 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. First pitch takes, slider misses, not by much below the zone, and it's 1-0. Terrero getting a very, very hearty secondary lead on the bag at second. No real need to take off, though. He's scoring on a base hit regardless. 1-0. Alfonso takes fastball that looked miles upstairs, but like I said, that top half of the strike zone seems to be just a little higher tonight in the count 1-1. Cabrera fires the even offering to Alfonso. He takes. Fastball misses inside. Tight take, but a good one in the count. 2-1 now. Terrero at second. Mojica the man on first. Two away. Pitch. Alfonso takes. Slider misses inside in the count. 3-1 now. Cabrera at risk of walking the bases loaded with the dangerous top of the order man, Jesus Castillo, on deck. 3-1, 2 away. Here in the top of the fourth, Marauders chasing four runs. Base hit could close that gap here. 3-1 pitch to Alfonso. Takes fastball right out over the plate for strike two in the count full. Runners will move with the pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2 men on in the top of the fourth for Bradenton. Cabrera fires home to Alfonso. Runners go. Fastball. That could not be any more down the middle is looked at for strike three. And another Marauder hitter goes down looking. This time to end the inning. Bradenton score no runs on no hits, no errors, and 2 men are left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 5-1 Clearwater the score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Back here for the bottom of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Marauders bring Yoldin De La Paz, the left-hander, to the mound here to try and toss a scoreless inning just to get this defensive effort back on track. 5-1 Clearwater, the score after 3.5 play. De La Paz with a 6.35 ERA this year. Has struck out 13 and walked 8. His first pitch to Franklin Mignetti misses outside for ball 1. Mignetti 0-for-1 in the game, grounded out to third in the second inning. 1-0 pitch misses about a foot above his head for ball 2. Urquilani's day finishes with 3 innings pitch, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. Walked 3 and struck out 5. De La Paz, the lefty, set the 2-0 pitch to Mignetti. Bounced into home plate, fastball 3-0. So many walks that have come back to hurt this team. Not just this season, but tonight as well. 3-0 pitch. Ball 4. Four pitch walk puts Mignetti on, and we know what this top 4 or 5 in the Clearwater order can do. Brian Rincon, 1-for-1 with a solo home run. Crawford behind him is 2-for-2. Kemp behind him is 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI triple. Rincon takes first pitch breaking ball for a strike. And De La Paz gets ahead in the count. Good lead at first for Mignetti. De La Paz set. Smillo holding the runner on. 0-1. Fastball misses outside in the count even. ...5-1 Clearwater, the score here in the bottom of the fourth. De La Paz fires. Swing and a miss. Rincon chases breaking ball low for strike 2. De La Paz set a ball and 2 strikes with a man on first. Nobody out. Lefty fires. Weakly chopped foul off the batter in Cone. Third base side. We'll do the 1-2 again. Marauders have lost 3 straight road games. Week and a half ago on Sunday in Tampa, then 2 in this series. Swing and a miss. Snap throw to first. Back safely is Mignetti. Strikeout and a big one from De La Paz for the first man down here in the fourth inning. It brings up Justin Crawford. He's 2-for-2 in the game. A bunt single and a line drive single to left center field. Forced a throwing error from Urquilani. That saw Rincon in front of him move up to third and Crawford end up on second. Allowed him to score easily on the triple off the wall as De La Paz tosses a pickoff to first, diving back safely without a tag applied is the runner Mignetti. Marauders pitching struck out 15 of these threshers. First pitch, Crawford squares to bunt. Pulls back, but the slider catches the low and away corner for strike 1 call. Lights flicker on here at BayCare Ballpark. Beautiful yard. Nice grass seating area. Right and left center field. 0-1 pitch from De La Paz. Swing and a miss. Crawford all over the place. Hacking at a breaking ball. Way up and inside out of the strike zone. It's 0-2. The highly touted Phillies prospect steps back in. The Keystone State rivalry being played out at the single A level here tonight. De La Paz set. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch from the lefty. Runner goes. Breaking ball misses low. Throw down to second is way late. And Rivas can't pick it cleanly. Even the third baseman can steal bases for this Clearwater team. Mignetti moves himself into scoring position. Ball on the pitch. The count 1-2. Third stolen base of the season for Mignetti. 1-2 the count with 1-0 to Crawford. The pitch from De La Paz. Hard hit foul grounder. Third base side. It'll roll up the netting. And down to the left field corner. We'll do the 1-2 again to Crawford. Crawford just does not hold back on his swing. Gets the whole body, hands moving forward towards the ball. Even the pitches he fouls off are absolutely crushed off the bat. The 1-2 again from De La Paz after a check of the runner. Misses just up and away. Fastball nearly picked the corner. A ball in the count, 2-2. Count even, one away. Mignetti, the runner on second. Clearwater already up by four in the bottom of the fourth here. The 2-2. Bouncing ball, hit weakly. De La Paz has to charge to field it. He has no play at first. Crawford will get his second cheap single of the night. Up to third goes Mignetti. And he was absolutely fooled. Lucky to even get the bat on it. Bounced 10 feet in the air in front of home plate. Nobody could field it. So men on the corners now for Otto Kemp, and Threshers look primed to score again here. Hopefully De La Paz could find a ground ball to the middle infielders. Kemp, a 2-RBI triple and a walk today. De La Paz with 15 pitches thrown this inning, a walk, a strikeout, and that rollover single for Crawford. First pitch, Kemp grounds one towards short. Rivas makes a backhand play to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. Clearwater on the good end of a call again. Sees a run come in to score. And the Threshers lead 6-1 now. It's a good play by Rivas. Crawford retired at second on the 6-4. Kemp reaches on the RBI fielder's choice. And Bradenton down 5 now. This team at Marauders have led for just half an inning in the entire series. Fires in the batter's box. 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. He takes a change of bat the knees for strike 1. Runner goes, fastball misses high, throw down to second, they got him. Caught stealing. 2-6 to end the inning. Kemp gunned down. Clearwater, though, add yet another run on one hit, no errors, and they leave nobody. We've played 4 at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 6, Marauders 1 the score, and we come back.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. Hit the phones for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Back here for the top of the fifth at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders down 6-1 after 4 innings. Jesus Castillo leads off the frame. 1-for-2 tonight. John Henriquez is the new arm on the mound for Clearwater. It's a 3.18 ERA. First pitch to Castillo somehow is a strike on ABS, and it's 0-1. 5-0 record, 9 games for Henriquez. He's pitched 22 and two-thirds, 0-1. Castillo rolls one to third. Play made on the hop, throw to first, plenty of time, one away. Strikeouts and 11 walks for Henriquez this year. He's given up 15 hits, 8 earned runs, 1 homer. Opponents batting just 190 against him. Termar up. Drives one out to left center field. That one's got some juice behind it. That one is back. That one is out of here. Let it ride. Touch them all. Home run number 1 of the season for Termar Johnson. And the Marauders claw one back here. They cut the deficit to 4. An opposite field blast. Termar touches home his second professional home run. Marauders have now homered in every game this series officially. And that's so different to the way this series has played. Almost every home run has been out to right field, especially for left-handed hitters. Termar goes the other way for that one. Javier Rivas up now. He drills one to center field. Line drive's going to touch down. A base hit. And maybe that's the shot of life this Bradenton team needed. The youngest guy on the team plants one out, and Rivas responds with a smoke shot off a hung curveball. 103 off the bat. Shalin Polanco up now. Had a 2-RBI double in the first, struck out in the third. He could make this a 2-run game with one swing of the bat if he really gets into it. First pitch to him. Fastball way outside, but called a strike. It's 0-1. So deceiving, because the catcher can really sit wherever he wants with ABS. 0-1. Polanco takes breaking ball, backs up out of the hand of Henriquez and misses outside in the count 1-1. Gene Cabrera finished with 4 innings pitched, gave up 4 hits, 1 run. It was an earned tally. As the next pitch to Polanco's ripped down the right field line, heading into the corner. Boyd makes a lucky grab, though, after getting a terrible read on it. His speed bails him out, and there's 2 away. Two walks for Cabrera, and he struck out 9 in 4 innings. Brannigan up now, looking for his first hit of the game. He's 0 for 2. Missed 30 games due to injury. His first appearance tonight since game 5 of the season in Lakeland. First pitch, Brannigan takes, fastball well located on the outer half for strike 1. Six-two Clearwater the score. Teams both have 6 hits. Rebounds the man at first, the 0-1 to Brannigan. Drives one to right center field, that one slicing towards the gap, but Boyd once again makes the grab, and the inning is over. Marauders get just 1. It's a solo homer for Termar Johnson. They leave Rivas on first as we head to the bottom of the 5th. Halfway through this game, Clearwater up 4, 6-2 the score when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecom Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni with you. Clearwater 6, Bradenton 2, the score. 4-5-6 in the inning for the Threshers. Jordan Viers leading off, takes a looping breaking ball that catches the outer half of the zone for strike one. Viers was at the plate when Kemp was caught stealing to end the fourth. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts tonight. 0-1 pitch from De La Paz. Bouncing ball in front of the plate for ball one. Byers steps back into the left side. 1-1 count. De La Paz fires. Swing and a miss. Byers had almost no chance of catching any of that breaking ball on the barrel. Did not pick it up well in the count 1-2. De La Paz fires home again. Grounder hit towards third. Brannigan scoops it up. A slight bobble, but recollects and throws in plenty of time for the first out. Jack Brannigan with no woes thus far at third base, first time playing in a good while. Jordan Disson up now, the catcher. Struck out in the first, walked in a full count at bat in the third inning. Same amount of hits for both teams, just like yesterday's final score. As first pitch to Disson's fouled off for strike one, but just like yesterday, the deciding factor is that half of the runs that Clearwater have scored reached on walks. Two of their five runs got on via the free pass yesterday. Disson bounces one up the middle. Rivas gives up on it. Couldn't catch up to the hard hit grounder. Slips into center field, a one out single for Disson. Marion Boyd up. Boyd had a 2-RBI single in the third. Grounded out in the first, 1-for-2 today. Marauders need a scoreless inning here just to try and get their feet under them. Pickoff throw to first from De La Paz is thrown away. Up to second goes Disson. It'll be E1, second error on a Marauder pitcher tonight. Now a man in scoring position just like that. Javi Rivas with some words of encouragement for Yoldin De La Paz. Boyd with his stance set back towards the back chalk line of the box. No pitches thrown yet to Boyd. Just the errant pickoff attempt with him at the plate. Pickoff throw to second now. De La Paz really trying to pick off the runner Disson. It's unsuccessful. He was back in safely with plenty of time. And that uses both the disengagements De La Paz is allowed without putting himself at risk of a balk. Big leadoff for Disson. De La Paz set. First pitch to Boyd. Squares to bunt, pulls back. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball one. Disson's going to be able to give himself a big lead over at second. Wouldn't be shocked to see him try to take off and steal third here. Man, he is way off that bag. He takes off. Throw down to third is low, but they got him. Bounced into Brannigan. He had to make a great adjustment on a very low throw. Scooped it on the hop and got the tag on him in time. Caught stealing for the second out is Jordan Disson. And the catcher was probably halfway to third by the time De La Paz fired that pitch. It was called a strike on the low and in corner. Two down, the 1-1. Bouncing ball into the plate. Kicked into the dirt about 2 or 3 feet in front of the dish. 2-1 the count. De La Paz, an out away from a scoreless frame. That's what we saw in the past two games. Once the Marauders started hanging up some zeros on the board, the offense finally had a chance to chip away. 2-1. Breaking ball misses way up and outside. 3 balls and a strike now, the count to Amari and Boyd. De La Paz set, 3-1 pitch to Boyd with 2 down in the inning. Line drive over the head of Cimillo. That one's in a right field, a base hit. Boyd with his second knock of the game. And the inning will continue here for Clearwater. Ricardo Rosario up 0-for-2 in the game. A line out and a strikeout for the Threshers left fielder tonight. Marion Boyd does have a stolen base in the game. Leads the Florida State League with 21 bags this season. De La Paz set, eyeing down the runner. Long pause, first pitch. Breaking ball misses way up and outside, 1-0. Boyd, with his 21 stolen bases this year, has been caught 5 times. Termar Johnson shading towards that second base bag to try and cover it up if he takes off. 1-0, runner goes. Throw down from Alfonso in time. Nifty tag slapped on by Termar Johnson. He comes up a little limp, though. Boyd with a unsportsmanlike spikes first slide. Termar not happy about it, and he's hobbling back to the dugout. But 2 men are caught stealing in the inning. And the Threshers are set down in 1-2-3 fashion, even though they had 2 base hits in the frame. 5 innings played at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders trail 6-2 when we come back.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight.
Back here for the top of the sixth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Threshers 6, Durs 2 the score. Bradenton got a solo homer in the fifth from Termar Johnson. And Manuel Torreira leads off this inning, facing John Henriquez still on the mound. First pitch to Torreira. Takes fastball low, but called a strike. It's 0-1. Torreira has walked and popped out in foul ground today. Henriquez set the 0-1. Torreira takes, fastball misses up and out in the count even. Torreira batting .298 this year. Was above .300 entering the game. The 1-1 pitch. Weakly grounded towards second, fielded, and Kemp fires to first, one away. Brings up Nick Cimillo. Cimillo 0-for-2 in the game, strikeout and a flyout. Was very successful yesterday at a clutch knock to put the tying run on base in the ninth. That would come around to score to force a home half. And also had a solo home run that got the scoring started for Bradenton in the seventh inning yesterday afternoon. First pitch to Cimillo. Takes slider away for 1-1. Mojica waits on deck. Marauders chasing four runs. They got now 11 outs to work with. 1-0. Smello watches a fastball miss above his shoulders for ball two. Two oh count, one out. Third baseman Mignetti hugging the line at third. 2-0. Smello takes. Fastball misses upstairs again. 3-0. Base runners, base runners, base runners. We saw it yesterday. We saw it on Tuesday night. Just get on any way you can and hope the guys behind you can fight on. The 3-0. Fastball up and in. Catches the zone for strike one call. 3-1 still the count to Smello. Well ahead in this battle. Henrique is set. 3-1 pitch with 1-0 to Nick Smello. Driven out to right field. That one well hit. That one is back. Boyd at the wall. He looks up. It's off the top of the wall. Cimillo's heading for second. He can easily get on third here. He's going for it. Boyd comes up throwing, but Smello will pull in with a stand-up one-out triple. Nick Smello. He is hot as heck, folks. And he puts a run 90 feet away from scoring here for the Marauders. So in his last five at-bats, Smello with a triple, a homer, and a base hit. That one was probably 1 or 2 feet from going out down the right field line. Boyd thought he had a read on it. He was under it, but just too high for him to climb up and get. Mojica to the plate now. He takes a big swing and a late miss at a high fastball for strike one. It's where we've seen some struggles from Mojica this year, situational hitting. Don't need to hit a home run. Just something hit hard on the ground. The infield's not in. They're going to give the Marauders the run unless it's hit right at the first baseman here. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike. And it's 0-2 now to Mojica. Marauders cannot afford at this stage in the game in the back half to be leaving men on third base with less than two outs. The 0-2 pitch to Mojica. Chops one up the middle. That'll do a job. Smello in to score. Second baseman fields and throws to first. There's two away, but a productive ball in play brings Smello in to score, and the deficit's cut to three. That's what we've been looking for from Mojica there. Didn't try to do too much. Got on top of a slider, hit it hard, and allowed Smello to come in and score. Omar Alfonso up now. He's 0-2. A swinging and looking strikeout in the game. RBI 16 of the season for Mojica. First pitch to Alfonso bounced into the plate for ball one. This game has shades similar to the first two of the series. Marauders go down by a hearty total and claw their way back. We're in that direction right now. 1-0 pitch. Alfonso chops at first base side. Well, foul for a strike in the count 1-1. Homer in the fifth. Smello triples. Mojica brings him in here in the sixth. Starting to put the pieces together of a comeback effort. The 1-1 pitch. Alfonso grounds it hard towards second, past the glove of Kemp and into right center field. A two-out knock for Omar Alfonso. Keeps the inning alive here in the top of the sixth for Bradenton. That's his fourth hit in 10 at-bats this season. Jesus Castillo up now, 1-for-3 today. Singled to lead off the game in the first, struck out looking on three pitches in the third, and grounded out to the third baseman, Mignetti, in the fifth inning. This is the part of the order to do some damage with. First pitch Castillo sees is a fastball shoved low for ball one. Marauders trailed 12-3 entering the eighth inning on Tuesday, trailed 4-0 entering the seventh yesterday. 1-0 pitch to Castillo. Fastball eye level for ball two. This Marauders team loves themselves a two-out rally. Castillo can put one in the gap. Could see Alfonso maybe get the wave home. 2-0. Jesus takes. Fastball misses. Ankle high. Below the zone, and it's 3-0. Termar Johnson on deck. Pardon me. He has homered and singled today. 2-for-3. He'd love a chance with two outs and two on. The 3-0. Castillo takes up and in. Ball four. He walks for the 33rd time this season and the league leader in free passes. Moves Alfonso up to second, sees himself reach base for the second time tonight. And gives Chamar a chance to potentially tie it with one swing of the bat here as pitching coach Matt Hockenberry heads out to the mound. Clearwater without manager Marty Malloy, who's been suspended now for almost an entire month for getting into a full-on Ali versus Frazier fistfight with a Tampa Tarpons assistant coach a few weeks ago at Steinbrenner Field. Chris Murphy's been the interim manager in that amount of time. Hockenberry out there chatting it up with the shortstop Rincon, the third baseman Mignetti, as well as Henriquez and the catcher Disson. So all men will head back to their spots now. I've never seen that before. The shortstop Rincon grab the rosin bag and put some rosin on his own wrist. Never really, as far as I can recall, watched a game and seen an infielder use a rosin bag. Ready to get back to it. Termar steps in. 2 for 3, a home run and a single tonight. Two men on with two away. First pitch. Breaking ball low, bounced into the plate. Good block by the catcher Disson to stop it from rolling away. Count 1-0. Want to know the count with two outs. Termar a chance to make things a heck of a lot closer here. 1-0 pitch from Henriquez. Termar takes, fastball misses outside, and it's 2-0. Six straight balls thrown by John Henriquez. Clearwater with nobody throwing in their bullpen just yet. As the pitcher Henriquez steps off now. Alfonso at second, Castillo at first. 2-0 pitch, fastball misses above the belt of Johnson. Ball 3, 3-0. And Henrique is at risk of walking the bases loaded with Javier Rivas on deck. Right-hander looks in for the signs, comes set. 3 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. 2 men on for the Marauders. The pitch to Termar Johnson. On its way. Takes a changeup on the inner half. Didn't look like he was going to swing at all there. Called a strike, and it's 3-1. I love the idea. Pitcher's thrown 7 straight balls. Why? Swing at something. See a pitch. Lock back in the 3-1. Fastball misses. Ball 4, and the bases are loaded. And with nobody up in the bullpen, Henriquez is just going to have to hang in here. Unless they want to try to cold toss somebody out there. Back-to-back walks. So Alfonso at third, Jesus Castillo at second, Termar at first with Javier Rivas. With lightning in his bat, steps in. He's 2 for 3 today. Base hit could make it a one-run game. First pitch to Rivas. Takes low, ball 1. This is the best offensive chance these Marauders have had all day. And now the catcher Disson wants to call time. Third mound visit of the inning burned by the Threshers. Not that you usually see the amount of mound visits a team allowed come back to hurt them in the game. To me, this seems like more of a let's chat, also give some pitcher in the bullpen some time. Because Henriquez has thrown just 1 strike in his last 10 pitches here. Want to know the count to Rivas with 2 away. Marauders have the bases loaded in the top of the 6th. Termar at first, Jesus Castillo at second, Alfonso at third. The 1-0 pitch from Henriquez to Javier Rivas. Takes breaking ball low, 2-0. If Rivas plants one in the gap, could clear the bases, could tie this game. Henriquez's 2-0 pitch. Rivas takes fastball, just gets a piece of the inner half for strike 1. Strike, but not by much. Henriquez bounces back. 2-1 count. two outs. Lights take their effect here at BayCare Ballpark. The pitch. Rivas pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Couple men after it, but it gets out of play. Goes down to strike two, though. Rivas chased a curveball. About a two baseball width below the zone. So deuces wild. 2-2 with two out. And a marauder on every bag. Bradenton really do not want to see this chance slip away. Two out rally loaded him. Rivas trying to finish it off with a hit to bring in a couple more runs. Henriquez set the 2-2 with two away, and the bases loaded to Javier Rivas. Fouls it off. Out of play, first base side. We'll do it again. Two out. Termar at first. Jesus at second. Omar Alfonso at third. The pitch again to Rivas from John Henriquez. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball a foot and a half above the zone. Rivas chases to end the inning. Marauders load the bases. Don't score in that scenario, but one run comes in to score on a Mojica RBI ground out. Marauders leave them loaded. They have left nine on base in the first six innings here tonight. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Clearwater up three when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African-American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Ben Picorni with you. Threshers 6, Marauders 3, the score. Ryan Harbin, the Bartow, Florida native, enters on the mound for Bradenton. Faces 7-8-9 to start the inning. First pitch fastball gets the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1 to Ricardo Rosario. He's 0-2, a strikeout, a lineout today. Harbin this season with a 2.03 ERA, 13 and a third pitched. Next pitch, chopped hard towards short. Backing up on it is Rivas. He makes the glove play in the gas. Strong throw to first. Oh, no way. Called safe. I don't know about that one. Looked like the throw beat him by a good step. Rosario gets credited with the infield single to start the frame. Harbin, 20 strikeouts and 4 walks this year. It's been incredibly efficient, giving up just 3 earned runs in that 13 and a third innings pitched. Opponents batting .224 against the righty. Chad Castillo up 0-2 with 2 strikeouts, takes one low for ball one. Conservative lead at first for Rosario, now adds another step to it. Pitch is driven deep to left. That one's got a chance. It is off the wall. takes a hard kick. Runner is going to be held up at third, into second with a double is Castillo. And every time these Marauders score, it seems like Clearwater go back and fire the bats up once again. There's two in scoring position with nobody out here. Should really only be one. Freeland Mignetti has walked and grounded out tonight. Right as the Marauders were starting to chip away, Threshers with a golden opportunity to score at least two in the inning here. Harbin, very capable though to pitch out of it. Infield up on the grass. First pitch to Mignetti. Takes. Pitch misses outside for ball one. Every infielder playing very tight. Termar and Cimillo up on the grass. Rivas on the grass. Brannigan's the only one playing a little bit deeper at third, and that's by about a foot. 1-0 pitch. Bounced in the dirt. 2-0. Good block by Alfonso. Back-to-back cutters from Harbin to start the at-bat. And yet he walked and scored a run in the fourth. Harbin set, 2-0 pitch. Chopped towards third. Brannigan fields it. Foul ball, late call. They get the out at first. I mean, if it's a foul ball, make the call. Don't make it when Brannigan's already thrown the ball to first. It just, not that the wrong call was made, it just makes you seem so much more confident in your decision without hesitating, and that's what we saw from Tyler Green yesterday. He waited 5 seconds to make the call on Termar Johnson's play at third. That's Almania ejected for arguing. It's a thing I've heard umpires say 1,000 times. If you make the wrong call confidently, people are going to believe you more than if you make the right call and do it meekly or do it late. 2-1, the count to Mignetti. Harbin fires. Popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Cimillo sprinting after it, but won't get there. It bounces down on the warning track and foul ground for strike two. Give Harbin a chance for a swing and a miss to get the first out, though. Three of his four pitches in this at-bat have been cutters. Two count, nobody out, two in scoring position. Harbin set the pitch to Mignetti. Bounce back to the mound. Harbin knocks it down. He'll have no play at first, though. So it stops the run from scoring. That the bases are still loaded here for the Threshers. That was a rocket right back in the face of Harbin. Bounced in and out of the glove. Just couldn't pick it cleanly to try and get the out at first. And now pitching coach Matt Ford out to the mound. The base is loaded, nobody out, and the dangerous top of the order up for Clearwater. Rodgers talking it over on the mound. Harbin gets a fresh baseball. 40 heads back to the dugout. Termar Johnson sticks around to have an extra chat with his right-hander on the mound. Gives him a pat on the backside and heads back to second base. Bases loaded for Brian Rincon. He's walked, hit a solo homer, and struck out tonight. Infield stays in. Chance for a force out at the plate now makes it a little clear in terms of getting out of this inning for Harbin. First pitch, Rincon takes. Fastball at the knees, delayed call for strike one. Strikeout sets up an inning-ending double play possibility. Grounder to any of the infielders could get a play at the plate and at first. A one pitch. Oh, man, that's a cheapie into left center field. It gets down. Chance for a force out at the plate, though, the throw home. They got him! My goodness! It was a weak pop fly to left field. Jesus Castillo waited on it. The runner had to wait to tag. And we just saw a 7-2 force out at the plate. The tag was applied by Alfonso, but he didn't need to. So it's a base hit, and the run doesn't score. What an absolute missile from Castillo in left. That's an unbelievable play. So rare, too. A crucial out, and Harbin has a way out of this inning now if he can get a ground ball. Infield still in. Justin Crawford at the plate. First pitch, he's way out in front, late at the swing. 96-mile-an-hour sinker for strike one. So on third is Castillo, Mignetti at second, Rincon at first. Harbin set 0-1, one away. Bases loaded, the pitch. Chopped towards third. Brannigan fires home. They got him at the plate. Relay to first. They won't get the double play, but they get the second out of the inning, and still nobody coming in to score in the frame for Clearwater. Back-to-back outs at the plate. Mignetti up to third. Rincon to second. Crawford on first on the fielder's choice. Alfonso tried to turn the double play, but Crawford just too quick for it. Otto Kemp up. He has three RBI today. A two RBI triple in the first, a walk in the third, and an RBI fielder's choice in the fourth. Harbin had the bases loaded with no outs. Could get out of it here. First pitch, Kemp grounds one hard to third. Brannigan knocks it down. He steps on the bag. Harbin pitches out of a bases loaded, no outs jam. Nobody comes in to score in the bottom of the sixth. A huge momentum boost for the Marauders. We go to the seventh. Bradenton chasing three runs with three innings to play here at BayCare Ballpark when we return on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, top seven at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 6, Marauders 3 of the score. New arm to the mound in the inning is left-hander Danny Wilkinson for the Threshers. Faces Shalene Polanco to start the inning. Shalene, 1-for-3 today. Takes up and away for ball one. Wilkinson this season has posted a 8.76 ERA. 22 strikeouts, 13 walks, 12 hits. 12 earned runs, one homer. As his 1-0 offering misses low, 2-0 the count to Polanco. Rodgers got a run in the fifth, one in the sixth. Three innings to get three runs and try and tie this game up. Wilkinson's 2-0 pitch. Polanco pops it up, gets under it to right. Just missed a long ball. Kemp under it, play made, one down. Brannigan up 0-for-3 today. He is the only Marauder yet to reach base in the ballgame. Strikeout, ground out, and a flyout. Once his bat gets going, he's going to be a factor in this team. Was hitting 286 before going down with an injury. Wouldn't be shocked to see him get his first hit here. Favorable matchup for the right-handed hitter with the lefty on the mound. First pitch. Sinker at the knees for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wilkinson with a long look in for the sign. Now comes set. Three on the pitch clock. The 0-1. Brannigan with a check swing. That's an unfavorable call to Brannigan, we'll say. On the check swing, it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Wilkinson fires home. Brannigan chases in the dirt. Ball gets away from the catcher. He scoops it up. Throw to first. Drop third strike completed. Two outs. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. He's 0-2, a pop out. Reached on a walk and grounded out in the game. Marauders left the bases loaded last inning. First pitch, misses low to Torero for ball one. Lights in full effect here on a Thursday evening in Clearwater. Looking in for the signs is Wilkinson set. The 1-0 pitch to Torero. Very late with a swing and a miss at a hittable fastball for strike one to even up the count. Next pitch. Fastball thrown outside. Comfortable. Taken. It's 3-1, or 2-1. Check that. Wilkinson set. Neutral count to 2-1. Torero takes. Pitch very low, but ABS gives it as a strike, and it's 2-2. Torero's beside himself. I'm with you right there, Emmanuel. 2-2 count, two outs. Scoreboard operator had put up ball three and had to reset the scoreboard, too. Deuces wild to Torero. Wilkinson trying to set him down. And Torero chases on a pitch in the dirt. That'll end the inning. Pitch bounced in front of home plate. Marauders set down in order. Stretch time in Clearwater. Threshers up three when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the bottom of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. 6-3 Threshers the score. Carbon out there after escaping one heck of a jam in the sixth, facing Jordan Viers leading off, who's 0-3. First pitch to him. Takes a big cut and a miss. Back foot slider for strike one. Byers is also the only thrasher without a base hit in the game. He's also the only man that has not reached safely in the game. 0-1. Taken. Call the ball. And it's 1-1. Count even to Byers. Harbin fires home. Bouncing ball up the middle. Rivas charges onto it. Makes the play behind the second base bag. Confident, strong. Sidearm throw to first. In time for the first out. Harbin gave up 4 hits last inning. Did not record a strikeout. And didn't give up a single run. One of the craziest jams I've ever seen a pitcher escape. On a 7-2 force out at the plate. Then a 5-2 force out at the plate. Then a 5 unassisted ground out to end the inning. First pitch to Jordan Disson's taken for strike one. Disson, 1-for-2 tonight. Strikeout, a walk, and a base hit. Harbin comes together, the 0-1. Misses low. Comfortable take for Disson in the count even. Marauders have 6 outs to work with offensively. They need 3 runs to try and force extras. Harbin's 1-1 pitch. Flied to shallow right center field. That one towards the Bermuda Triangle. Terrero racing after it. Makes the grab on the run. What a catch on the edge of the foul line for Emmanuel Terrero. He had to make a long haul to get there, but made it look easy for the second out. And an 8th and 9th inning 3-run comeback is not out of the question for this team. The Marauders in this series have scored 16 runs with 11 of those runs coming in the final 2 innings of play. Marion Boyd up, 2-for-3 tonight. Takes cutter upstairs for strike one. Next pitch. Misses, but gets a cut and a miss for strike two. That pitch was a good 2 feet outside. Boyd must have lost his head there swinging after that one. Harbin set. No balls. 2 strikes, 2 outs. The righty fires home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Boyd chases a slider low and away to end the inning. Harbin on 9 pitches gets us out of the bottom of the 7th. 1-2-3 fashion. We go to the 8th. Marauders down 3. 2 innings to go. 6-3 Threshers the score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Lecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecon Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, top 8 at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers up 6-3. Nick Cimillo leading off the inning. He has a triple, a flyout, and a strikeout tonight. Wilkinson out there for another inning, set down the Marauders in order. Last frame and gets ahead here with a fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one to Cimillo. 8-plus ERA for Wilkinson. Just based on the numbers alone, seems like a guy the Marauders could do some damage against. Tomillo takes a slider that backs up on lefty Wilkinson, misses outside to the right-handed hitter in the count, 1-1. Tomillo missed a homer by about 2 feet his last time up, the 1-1. Swings and misses, tied up by a slider low and in. Back foot for strike two, and Tomillo calls time. Will tap both toes with the bat and step back in. Ball and two strikes to Tomillo. Wilkinson set the pitch. Swing and a miss, half-hearted effort at it from Tomillo. Goes down to a knee, strikes out, and there's one away. Marauders down to their final five outs now. Mojica up 0-for-2, a looking strikeout, a walk, and a ground out, but did bring in a run on the 4-3 roller. Had Tomillo score in the sixth. Marauders got to get at least one or two, you'd have to think, here in the inning. First pitch, Mojica way, way early on a slider, about 2 feet below the zone for strike one. A one to Mojica. Another slider in the dirt. Another early swing and a miss for strike two. If I'm Wilkinson, I'd go right back to the slider here. 0-2. Goes to it. This time Mojica lays off the pitch in the dirt for ball one. Ball and two strikes with one away to Mojica. Wilkinson fires. Mojica takes fastball, eye level for ball two. Two-two. Fastball could not be more down the middle. Mojica looks at it for strike three and out number two. Marauders have been struck out 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14 times tonight. Six of them looking. Omar Alfonso up, watches a breaking ball miss outside, ball one. Alfonso singled in the sixth. Johnson and Castillo walked behind him to load the bases, but the scoring threat was squashed out. 1-0 fastball down the middle, taken for a strike. It's 1-1. Next pitch, breaking ball. Somehow is a strike on ABS, and it's 1-2. Alfonso calls time and steps out. Marauders trying to avoid going down in order in back-to-back innings. Next pitch, check swing and a high fastball appeal. No, says the field umpire Bella Robb, in the count 2-2 now. Alfonso at the plate, Castillo on deck. Really think the Marauders need at least one run here if they can rally with two outs. Puts him a bloop and a blast away. The 2-2 fastball down the middle, looking strike three again. Marauders struck out five times in the past two innings. They go down in order, and both of them back-to-back men look at fastballs down the middle to strike out, this time to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Threshers still up 6-3 when we come back.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with them. Do the hold down and get into it.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Pecorny with you. Marauders down 6-3. Elijah Birdsong to the mound, trying to keep the Marauders within that three-run mark and give us a chance at a ninth-inning rally in the third straight game. Birdsong facing 7-8-9, Ricardo Rosario leading off. He's 1-for-3. Squares to bunt, pulls back, sinker low and away, nips the zone for strike one. Birdsong, sinker-slider mix. The bread and butter forces a lot of ground balls. Reflects in his 1.38 ERA this season. Got his first save last week at home. A one-pitch weakly bounce to third, charging his Brannigan. Fields the belt high hop. Strong throw is offline. And that'll see the runner move up to second. Torero tries to make a throw there. But the third error of the game, charged against the Marauders, sees a routine ground out turn into a man on second with nobody out. Rare miscue from Jack Brannigan. Chad Castillo up now. He's doubled and struck out twice. Marauders really need to keep it within three runs. Birdsong set. First pitch to Castillo. Takes up and away for ball one. Bradenton trailed by five entering the ninth on Tuesday. Scored three, had the tying run at first, but end of the game with a looking strikeout, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, sinker. Birdsong says, come and get it. Castillo is late at the 93-mile-per-hour offering for strike one. Birdsong set, checks second. The 1-1 pitch. Drilled down the left field side, foul though. Way out of play into the seats for strike two. Ball and two strikes to Castillo. Birdsong hunting a big punch out here in the bottom of the eighth. The righty checks second. Fires home. Ooh, just missing outside. Went to the changeup. Castillo came oh so close to pulling the trigger but held up. He calls time now and wants to regrip some pine tar. Left-handed hitter digs back in now. Birdsong set the 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Castillo spoils it into the Marauder dugout on the first base side. We'll do the 2-2 again. Birdsong comes together. Man on second, the 2-2 pitch again. This is low in the count, full. Full count, nobody out, and a man on second. Seventh pitch of the at-bat from Birdsong. This is outside, ball four. Two men on now with nobody out. Fraylin Mignetti out. 1-for-2, a ground out, a walk, and a single for him. Run-scoring threat here in the home eighth. Minetti squares to bunt, pulls back. Slider bends into the zone for strike one. Minetti leaned out of the way, but the pitch ended up right over the heart of the plate. Nasty bite to it from Birdsaw. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat. Minetti rolls it to the backstop for strike two. Strikeout for Birdsong here is huge. Try and set up an inning-ending double play opportunity. Dangerous top half of the order awaits on deck in Brian Rincon. He's 2-for-3 tonight. The 0-2 pitch to Minetti. Grouncing ball, right side. Nobody's going to get it. A couple Marauders look at it. Nobody makes the play. Runner coming home. The throw is not in time. Samillo and Tamar Johnson both ran after the ground ball, and both of them stopped and watched it roll by them. RBI single, and it's 7-3 now. That could be the vital run that the Threshers needed. Rosario scores. He reached on an error to start the inning. Castillo up to second. Minetti on first, his second base hit of the night. Brian Rincon up now, 2-for-3. Walk, a solo home run, and a base hit. The only blemish, a strikeout in the fourth inning. First pitch to Rincon from Birdsong. Shows bunt, pulls back. Sinker misses up and away, 1-0. Pitch. Driven to left. That one tailing towards foul territory. Castillo chases after it, but it crashes off the protective netting in front of a low seating area for strike one. Birdsong set the 1-1 pitch to Rincon. Takes, sinker. Nails the outer half, strike two. Good bounce back offering. That run that scores is unearned against Birdsong. So hopefully can get out of it with no earnings here. The 1-2. Ground ball towards second. Tamar knocks it down but can't make the play. Everybody's safe. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. They give Rincon a base hit, his third of the game. And now a base hit could really put this one out of reach here. Four-run lead for Clearwater. Bases loaded, no outs. Already one run in the inning. Infield comes in, need the out at the plate. Crawford in the batter's box, 3-for-4 tonight. First pitch to him, a slider that misses low and in. 1-0 the count. Birdsong's 1-0 pitch on its way. Foul tip into the glove of Alfonso for strike one. The 1-1. Chopper towards second. Charge by Tamar. Throw to the plate. Is low and bounced away. That's going to be an error on Tamar, I assume. Another run comes in to score. It's 8-3. That is E4. It was a routine ball to get the out at home. RBI for Crawford. He reaches on the fielder's choice. Bases still loaded, still nobody out. Second error of the inning by Marauder infielder. Matt Ford, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Need a live rooster? Thresher's up by 5 now. Forty concludes his chat on the mound. Otto Kemp up now, 3-spot man. 3 RBI tonight. 1-for-3 at the plate, had a 2 RBI triple in the first. Takes a breaking ball that misses up and in, ball one. Home. Grounded hard towards short. Rivas dives and makes the glove play. Throw to second. They get one out there. Another run scores. Threshers make it 9-3. Fans booing. After the runner was out by 3 feet. Score at 6-4. Kemp reaches on the fielder's choice. Does get credit for an RBI. Men on the corners with one out now for Jordan Viers. He's 0-for-4 tonight. Only guy without a hit and only guy that has not reached base for the Threshers this evening. 6-run deficit now for Bradenton. First pitch. Viers takes sinker on the outer half for strike one. Birdsong's 0-1 pitch. Taken low and away. Just misses for ball one and the count even. Next pitch driven high in the air, deep to right. Terrero is under it, though. Should be deep enough to tag. Catch made. Runner comes home. He'll score standing up. And it's 10-3. So Byers will finish without a base hit, but does get an RBI. Brings up Jordan Disson, eighth man of the inning to bat. 1-for-3 in the game. First pitch to Disson. Takes breaking ball for strike one. One pitch. Swing and a miss. Disson out in front. Strike two, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 4 runs have scored in this bottom of the eighth for the Threshers. It's 10-3. Birdsong trying to end the inning. 0-2 pitch to Disson as the righty comes set. Pause as he fires home. Swing and a miss, strike three, inning over. Threshers score 4. They lead by 7. 10-3 the score as we go to the ninth when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
I'm
Back on the Marauder Radio Network, ninth inning in Clearwater. Threshers lead 10-3. Andrew Walling, the left-hander, enters the game on the mound for the Threshers. A 2.7 ERA, 24 strikeouts, 11 walks. Threshers are not messing around trying to finish this game off. Jesus Castillo leading off, takes a ball outside. It's 1-0. Castillo, a single, a strikeout, a walk, and a ground out tonight. 1-for-3 at the plate. Four runs in the bottom half of the eighth really put a damper on the comeback effort. The 1-0 pitch. Castillo takes upstairs 2-0. Marauders, barring the comeback, will drop to 20-16, 7 games out of first. Next pitch, Castillo sees a breaking ball, catch the top of the zone, taken for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Castillo trying to lead off what would be an amazing comeback effort. He takes upstairs 3-1. Every pitcher's due for a blow up every now and then. Hopefully this is the night for Andrew Walling. The 3-1 to Castillo. Takes pitch that almost hit him is called a strike on ABS and the count full. Full count, nobody out. The pitch to Castillo from Andrew Walling. High for ball four. Castillo draws the walk and the Marauders off to a good start here in the ninth. Second time tonight, Jesus has drawn the free pass. Termar up now. Having one of his best games of the year. Had a homer, a base hit, a strikeout, and a walk. 2-for-3 at the plate. Has fortunately made an error defensively. Takes a big cut and a big miss at a fastball burned in there at 97 for strike one. Castillo takes off for second, pitches low, it gets away from the catcher. Jesus with a stolen base, had Walling timed up real well. Moves himself into scoring position, the count 1-1 now. I think Walling might have gotten a little thrown off when Jesus took off for second there. Really rushed his delivery to the plate and it showed with the bouncing ball that got away from the catcher. Walling set the 1-1 pitch to Termar. Watches a breaking ball miss high and outside. 2-1 now. Seen crazier things in the game of baseball before. Could this be the start of one of the best comebacks you'll ever see? The 2-1. Termar takes. Fastball misses up and in. 3-1. Walling, who's been stingy with walking batters this year, on the brink of giving out back-to-back free passes to start the ninth. Left-hander comes set. 3-1 pitch to Termar. Misses outside. Oh, man. How does ABS pick that one up in the strike zone? Strike called and the count full. Not saying it's not a strike. I just cannot pick up the consistency of the ABS. 3-2. Breaking ball misses outside for sure this time. It's ball four. Two men on now with nobody out in the ninth. Javier Rivas up to the plate. And now you start thinking, okay, a home run for Rivas here. Let's just put that out there. He gets it. Then we're down four with no outs. It's almost as if we entered this ninth inning down four. And this team managed to put up seven in the eighth and ninth two nights ago. Put up three in the ninth on Tuesday. No outs. First pitch to Rivas. He takes low and in, ball one. Marauders would theoretically need eight men to appear at the plate if no outs are retired to bring the go-ahead run to the dish. Rivas takes a fastball down the middle for strike one to even up the count. This team has batted around. They've scored seven in an inning before. Two on, the 1-1 pitch to Rivas. He takes low and away, 2-1. Walling struggling to find the zone here. Two-one count and nobody out in the ninth. Marauders chasing seven. Inning off to a good start, the pitch. Rivas pops one up, first base, foul ground. Play not made. Castillo chased. Came up short on the sliding effort. Goes down to strike two, though, to Rivas. See if Walling goes to that high fastball here. Seeing Rivas chase above the zone a lot when he sees a heater. Above the belt. 2-2, nobody out. Two men on in the ninth. Walling's pitch to Javier Rivas. High fastball out of the zone. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There it is. That's the bread and butter for pitchers trying to strike out Rivas. Brings up Charlene Polanco. 1-for-4 tonight. Had an RBI double in the first. The Marauders led after half an inning. It's the only lead we've had all series here. One out, first pitch to Polanco. Grounds one towards second. This should do it. Six over to three. Game over. Threshers win 10-3. Marauders dropped to 20-16 on this season. Threshers to 27-9. Marauders fall seven games out of first place with 30 games to go in the first half. Threshers now with a very comfortable breathing room atop the division. Game gets wrapped up in 2 hours and 37 minutes. A really, really tough one again tonight. This time a wire-to-wire win for Clearwater. The final line score tonight. First for your Marauders, Bradenton. Scored a run in the first, took a lead. Threshers responded with a pair. Clearwater would go on to score two more in the third, add another in the fourth. Marauders would answer with a homer in the fifth to cut the lead to four. Then a run scored in the sixth. Marauders left the bases loaded in that inning with the go-ahead run at the plate and just one out, but were unable to convert. Clearwater put the game away in the eighth inning. They scored four runs without an out being recorded. Check that. The fourth run was scored on a sacrifice fly, but essentially without an out recorded. Four runs coming in to score for the Threshers. And they take this one 10-3. Marauders have lost four straight on the road, have lost the first three games here. Best you can hope for is a split to try and close out this series and get back within four games of the Threshers, the same spot we entered this series at. The Marauders finish with three runs on eight hits. They commit four errors defensively. And all of them proved to be crucial. Crawford reached on an error in the first. He scored. A error reached Rosario in the eighth. He came around to score. Castillo scored on a throwing error at the plate. He would have been out by 10 feet. But the ball was bounced into the catcher, Alfonso. So three Three of the 10 runs for the Threshers scoring on errors committed or directly related to it. And four of the 10 runs reached on walks. You really think about it, that's seven free runs given out to Clearwater in the game here tonight. Marauders, in terms of left on base, strand 10 men and go just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Threshers' final line score, 10 runs, 13 knocks. Perfect game defensively, no errors for them. They leave 7 on base and bat 333, going 6-for-18 with runners in scoring position. The loss goes to Alessandro Urcolani for Bradenton. He threw 3 innings, gave up 4 earned runs, walking 3, striking out 5, and giving up 5 hits. His record falls to 1-3 this season. Winning pitcher is Wilkinson. He moves to 1-0 this season. No save opportunity on the cards this evening. Another tough one. No other way to put it, but you start thinking about, you know, yes, it's a tough climb back into first place in this division race, but, you know, 7 games can be chased back here. Really have to fight back to split this series and win these last 3 games. So, so crucial to that effort. Then you find yourself 4 games off, 27 games to play. Hope that you just see the Threshers lineup weaken a little bit. And this Marauders team has only lost 1 series all season. It was the opener with Clearwater earlier this year. So very, very capable is this Bradenton team of fighting their way back. Think about it with, you know, 4 series to go after this one wraps up. Let's say we're 4 games back. Just win every series and hope that Clearwater, you know, splits 2. Or they split 2 and they lose 1. And then next thing you know, you're tied for the division lead at the end of the first half. Very, very possible, but it really comes down to these next 3 games if the Marauders can pull off the reverse sweep and win the weekend sets to try and level the series and pull within 4 games of first place. Tamar Johnson highlights offensively. He ends up 2-for-3, 2 walks, a homer, and a single for the Pirates' number 1 overall prospect. Nick Cimillo had a triple in the game, and the other RBI, a double for Charlene Polanco tonight for Bradenton. Back here tomorrow, 6:30, first pitch. Marauders ace starter Thomas Harrington will be on the mound. Bradenton are 5-1 on Friday nights. Harrington with a perfect record on the mound in 6 starts this season. Clearwater expected to start Alex McFarland, their highly touted prospect in the Phillies organization, in tomorrow night's contest. A matchup of 2 stud pitchers here at BayCare Ballpark on a Friday night. Baseball is a weird game. It's a game that's more frustrating 70% of the time, but it's all about that 30%. Whether you're a fan, whether you're a player, if you're batting 300, you're incredibly successful. You know, you could have 8 terrible innings in a game and have 1 good one go your way, and you end up as a winner in a ball game. It's just about keying in on that success and really capitalizing on those chances you get. To Marauders fans out there, to myself, a Marauders fan, just got to take into account that we still have 97 games to play this season. Tons of baseball left before we put a bow on this 2023 campaign. Frustrating at times, but everything comes back around. It's a zero-sum game. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders. Thanks for sticking with us here tonight at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Sorry about the outcome. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. 6:30 tomorrow, we'll see you here on the Marauders Radio Network. The final once more tonight, 10-3 Threshers. We'll see you for Friday Night Baseball on the Marauders Radio Network tomorrow night. So long, folks.